You're with Craig Zonka and Rebecca Livingston on ABC Radio Brisbane.
This is something that should be really creepy, but I am finding it very strangely soothing, because in my arms right now, I have a fake baby.
This is weird. The eyes of this baby, they're closed. The limbs, well, they flop and move, as you would expect. And Springfield locals, Sandra and Brendan Moffat, are responsible for bringing these babies to life under the name Stand In Baby. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
I thought I was going to be completely weirded out by this mannequin baby, but I'm finding it really, really soothing. Why have you created a fake baby?
We actually needed to teach newborn photographers in our own newborn photography studio. And so we wanted a training mannequin that they could practice on. And so we actually went out to try and buy one of the mannequins, and they weren't invented yet. So we had to step up to the plate and make one.
So this is a world first fake baby.
Yes, it is.
How long did it take? Because this is so realistic. As I look at, and I'm not holding one of these mannequin babies, how long did it take to perfect the design?
We thought it was going to be really quick and easy. We didn't know, so we had to learn everything from our industrial designers, and they taught us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, Brendan had to go to China and learn manufacturing and, mm-hmm. and what to expect
tooling
from that.
And yeah, all that sort of stuff. And it's been an expensive process. We originally budgeted $30,000 and 6 months for the design alone. Ended up costing us $220,000 of our own personal money, and yeah, around that 1.5 years in design alone. So. And we didn't have 220 just laying around,
right.
So it was redrawing on the house and emptying savings accounts and everything.
So you took a punt.
Oh, yeah.
We did. Well, we believe we're really passionate about newborn safety and getting that voice heard. And this was our newborn safety solution.
Yeah. By the end of actually having, I guess even before having stock, probably it was around 2 years, and then 3 years by the time we actually went through the tooling up and manufacturing and everything
like
that.
We did pre-sales for a year. So we actually didn't have product, but we sold, and we had over 500,000 in sales before we had product to sell.
What? 500,000 fake babies?
No, dollars. $500,000.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't understand why there was the need in the first place. You're in a baby photography business. Didn't you have real babies there?
Yeah, but it's not safe to practice on real babies. There's so many things that especially if you're teaching somebody else, what supports you're going to put under the blanket, how you can manipulate them, what's done in Photoshop, what's done real. And so when you're actually teaching somebody to pose a baby and how to light a baby, and then there's that window of opportunity of how long you've actually got to learn that pose and work with a real baby. So this is more efficient and much safer.
How did you settle on the name Stand In Baby?
It's. I think it's like naming a real baby. You know, you get that name and then you both just agree and it just works and it comes together. I think that was us.
Yeah, we wanted something that was descriptive and explained exactly what the purpose was.
It's funny because they've actually been worldwide been narrowed down to the word sib. So they're called sibs. And if you buy two, you have siblings.
Oh, perfect.
But some people listening would say, why not just get some sort of doll as you stand in baby? Particularly in, as you're talking about, to practice those posing of a baby, of a child, in a photography sense.
There's literally nothing else out there that is even remotely close to comparison with what we've got. Anything that gives, there's a lot of mannequins out there that are dedicated to, say, CPR and specific tasks, whereas the general task of being able to hold a baby and being able to, whether it's change a nappy, maybe bathe or breastfeed or something like that, there was literally nothing out there.
It's the way it articulates, and that's also why it feels so good in your arms, because it's the way it flops and falls into your arms and the weight of it. It has such a realism to it.
It really does. It really does. So my littlest boy is 2.5 now, so I have very vivid memories of what a baby feels like. And this is what a newborn feels like, Craig. I'm going to bring mine around that you can...
Well, Brendan's got a spare here. I was going to say throw him across the desk, but don't go doing that.
Okay, see how Brendan is supporting the head and neck there, Craig? Oh, nicely done. Hands underneath the little bottom
and just hug that baby. Oh, watch the head.
Yeah, watching the head. Oh, here we go.
Close to your chest.
Ooh. It's funny that you look as nervous as you would if it was a real baby too.
And it's got this dangly arm. Hang on, let me sort this arm out here.
What are you doing with the left arm?
I don't know. I'm trying to give him so he does a little wave to you there, Beck, across the desk.
I love how you're a bit hunched over and also look a bit like you're holding a watermelon, Craig.
I think I need a bit of practice at this.
The little right leg's just kicked off.
Hang on, what are you doing there?
That's what a newborn baby feels like in your arms. This particular baby was created by Sandra and Brendan Moffat, who hail from Springfield, but you're getting attention from all over the world now, including in the medical world. Yeah. Why are they interested in your fake babies?
We currently ship to 91 countries worldwide, and they're being used for, I'd say 95% of that is all newborn photography, because that was our industry. So that's where we started. That's what we wanted to focus on. And now, just starting this year, we've started to expand into any sort of infant training, whether it's medical.
They're perfect for your antenatal clinics. So rather than not knowing how to how to dress them, undress them, put a nappy on them, how to wipe their bottom correctly, all these things. And then there's some more obscure ones, which is like infant imaging, where they need to know how to place that baby to get that x-ray of an arm or whatever it is. And you can't just keep taking x-rays of babies to learn. So you do need something that you can practice on.
This does feel a little bit creepy.
Yeah. We actually hear the word creepy and we find it affectionate, because generally people who find it realistic find that the word they come up with is creepy. And so that just means that it feels good in your arms and you just don't know how to associate that.
Mm. Yeah, because as you know, as soon as I took the baby into my arms, I started rocking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And anyone who's spent a lot of hours, you know, with a baby or breastfeeding or whatever, you rock when you hold a baby. Mm-hmm. It's an instant reaction.
Yep.
What about, you hear about babies being used with people who have dementia,
mm-hmm.
and it is a genuine comfort.
Perfect for that. It's absolutely perfect for that.
Doll therapy is a big thing at the moment.
Doll therapy.
It really is, yeah.
And because it feels so realistic in your arms, it does give you that comforting feeling. You can just relax with it and rock and pat. And it's a weird subject, but it definitely feels realistic in your arms.
So this has been a real learning experience for both of you as well, then, in the whole manufacturing process go from baby photographers and running a studio to now a completely different path by the sound of things.
We were a service-based business, and now we're a product that drop ships worldwide and stuff. So it's funniest story. We actually, when we decided to do this, and we did decide on a whim that we were going to do this, we went home and the first thing we did was type into a computer how to invent something. And that's what we knew. And we went from there using Google and learned everything we know right now.
Yeah, I'm not getting thumbs up as a dad because I've just got dangly legs here. It's going everywhere.
Your baby's currently doing the side splits.
Whereas yours has gone to sleep on your shoulder.
That's right. Nice.
You were just on Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. More recently. So that's that TV show. Features Queensland's chief entrepreneur, Steve Baxter, is one of those, one of the sharks with the money to spend on investing in different projects, and they're looking for entrepreneurs. How did you go? Because you got a deal on the show. Has that come to fruition?
Not as yet. We've got the due diligence process is still going at the moment. So we've had a good few meetings with Glenn and his team and Andrew's team. So, it's just working through all of that process. They have to really look into the business.
And we need to look into them as well, because it's a relationship. You're going into business with somebody. So we both want to make sure both parties are happy, and we're still going through that process right now. So we're still excited, still getting lots of great advice. So we're loving it, but still quite new.
And is this just about scaling up? Because you said you're already exporting to 91 countries.
I don't think it's necessarily scaling up, more scaling sideways. We want to go into new industries that we don't understand as well as we understand the medical industry.
Photography.
Oh, sorry, photography industry. So we want to, you know, why make the mistakes ourselves when we can learn from other people? And you're going to learn much faster from people who have been there, and we find that we'll be able to do that with these two sharks.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Have you got a garage full of rejected babies?
Not rejected, but we have a garage full of babies.
Not yet sold babies.
What happens at night? Do they come?
Actually, funny story is that when during this process, we didn't realise, but there's actually quite a huge need in the photography props sort of field for just heads. So we actually sell just the heads as well.
for them to take photos and showcase.
And we sell quite a lot of those as well.
So. Yeah, oh, and they're sitting there in plastic bags. So
that's where it does get creepy.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a horror movie in that somewhere along the line, isn't it?
I don't care. I've thoroughly enjoyed my cuddle this morning with this little bub. What an extraordinary story, from Springfield baby photographers to, well, 91 countries around the world and potentially multi-million dollar investment. Sandra and Brendan, thanks for sharing your babies with us this morning.
Thank you. So much. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Can I hand him back now?
No. You're with Craig Zonka and Rebecca Levingston on ABC Radio Brisbane.